Welcome to my stained glass spirituality fun fest, wishing you all peace, love, and happiness. The world is changing. Why don't you? Shyness isn't something you can escape from simply by pasting on a smile. Maybe the thought of meeting new people leaves your heart beating faster, feeling shaky, sweaty, and possibly nauseous. You doubt other people have any interest in you, so you just worry about what other people think about you. Truly shy people tend to feel uncomfortable and self-conscious in most social situations. If you have a lifetime of shyness under your belt, you probably heard, all you have to do is smile, say hello, stop overthinking everything. They won't bite, just go up and talk to them. This advice often comes from people who have very little experience with shyness themselves. Chronic shyness goes beyond the brief feelings of nervousness most people experience. Shyness doesn't disappear on its own. Shyness develops in response to a combination of factors: life experiences, parenting tactics, genetics, childhood environment. If your parents were shy or anxious, you probably observed their behavior and modeled that. If they overemphasized potential dangers, you might have grown up approaching unknown situations and people with extreme caution. Did you have instability in your environment? Do you live in an unsafe neighborhood? Were you bullied, divorced, death? Did you move often? Several factors can have an impact on how you handle social interactions. Shyness can also develop in adulthood and adolescence. Perhaps you faced rejection or criticism from your family, friends, significant others, teachers, bosses, supervisors. It's only natural you might begin to fear the possibility of rejection or some similarly humiliating experiences in the future. People often think of shyness, social anxiety, and introversion as the same thing. Some shy people do tend to meet criteria for social anxiety disorder or introversion or both. That being said, social anxiety is a mental health condition while shyness is not. Social anxiety involves a persistent fear of rejection, disapproval, and criticism from others. You might also become so overwhelmed that you begin avoiding social settings entirely. If you're shy, you might feel uncomfortable around new people, but find it easier once you get to know them. Shyness won't necessarily cause the intense feeling of distress that social anxiety does. It's also possible that people assume you're shy when you just simply prefer your own company. If you're introverted, you may not have any trouble socializing when you're in the mood. An ambivert is someone who exhibits qualities of both introvert and extrovert. They cannot be labeled as pure introvert or extrovert, shy or outgoing. Depending on their mood, context, situation, goals, and people around them, ambiverts can switch. They can switch from extroversion to introversion. During a pandemic, this comes in handy. You don't avoid other people because you're self-conscious or uncomfortable or worried about what other people think about you. You choose to spend time alone. You choose to be alone because you need a good dose of solitude to feel your best. Explore your strengths. Consider shyness from a different perspective. Highlight your strengths instead of only seeing flaws. Diminish any nasty, yucky feelings of self-doubt and insecurity. Perhaps you're a passionate reader, a wonderful researcher, a fantastic cook or baker. Are you great with animals? Are you a talented artist? The world is changing. Why don't you? The world needs balance. The world is filled with different personality types. We are all perfectly perfect and unique and imperfect. You have plenty of valuable traits like integrity, empathy, kindness, sensitivity, and caution. So what if it might take you a little more time to open up? Only you are in control of you. You are the star in this wonderful movie that is called Your Life. Take care of you. Be proud of you and your accomplishments. I love you. You love you. You are so amazing. Thank you. Thank you, universe, God, spirits, angels, guides. Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, the wisdom to know the difference between right and wrong, as well as love and hate, to live every day like it may be my last, and enjoying one moment at a time. From the bottom of my heart, thank you. Until we meet again.